This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, July 22, 2020. The Feast of St. Mary Magdalene, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Whom do you seek? The words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whom do you seek? Mary Magdalene, after her conversion, did not cease to seek our Lord. She did not seek his pleasure. She did not cease to seek him. And it is very interesting to see through her example what we will receive if we continue to seek him. There is a reward for perseverance. Mary Magdalene persevered through many things in her life. And because of that perseverance, she was rewarded. This one whom in the city in which she lived, she was just referred to as the sinner. Can you imagine having a life where you are referred to as the definite article, the sinner? You know, like everybody's not a sinner, but you get pointed out as the sinner. This was this woman's life. We know from the scriptures that our Lord Jesus cast out, as it says, 7 demons from her. We should not look at that as numerically she had 7 different demons in her. The Hebrew number 7 is a number of perfection. This is why she was referred to as the sinner, is because the evil in her life was perfect. It was all-encompassing. It was exquisite, to use the proper definition of that term. Exquisite being incomprehensibly pure. She was that bad. And the Lord Jesus Christ changed her life to where she did never cease to seek him, and she has been rewarded even up to the modern day by her perseverance. She is our example. There are not many people in here who we could probably refer to as the sinner. Hopefully not. But we have to appreciate that if we do as she did, just as she was, we will be rewarded. As I said, she never ceased to seek honoring our Lord. She sought to honor him by works. She just didn't go around telling everybody what Jesus had done for her. She just didn't begin a life of prayer. She followed Jesus around and she anointed him. She never ceased to weep over her sin. It wasn't like she was converted and that was everything was hunky-dory from that point on and she walked around with a big smile on her face. No, she wept because people used to refer to her as the sinner throughout the city and that her evil was perfect. She never ceased to lament over that and she never ceased to love the one who changed that for her. In the old breviary this morning, in the morning office of Lauds, the hymn that is sung, it said that Mary Magdalene was a lost coin that was returned to the treasury of heaven. That she was a gem that was not even recognizable, but it was polished and now it stands as a crown of saints. We have to appreciate what the Lord rewarded Mary Magdalene with because of her perseverance. That perseverance that didn't cease to worship him in works. And even when he seemed absent in her life, she did not cease to continue to seek him. That gospel story today, I mean, usually when we hear that, we're focused, and rightfully so, we're focused on the fact that Jesus Christ is risen, that he is no longer in the tomb. But to see her reaction when she looks in and doesn't see Jesus anymore. This is a woman who, again, I said, she didn't cease to love him. She never ceased to try to do everything that she possibly could. That was why she was there so early in the morning, to continue her lamentations over him being gone. And then he's gone, and it's an interesting, sort of an interesting analogy there. He's done so many great things for her. She continues to seek his honor. And then when she can't find him, when it seems like he's gone from her life, she continues to seek him. Jesus is dead. He's in the tomb. And what does she do? She goes, she runs to Peter and St. John, and she tells them. She runs back to the tomb, and she seeks him more. And the angel, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek? And that's not good enough. She still continues to look for Jesus. And then even when this one that she thinks is a gardener stands before him, she even asks him. I mean, she's groping. She will not cease to try to find Jesus Christ, even when it seems like he's absent. We need to understand that there are going to be times since we've been converted that it's going to seem like Jesus Christ is absent from our lives. You need to seek him even more when it seems like he's absent. Even if it seems dark, you need to be grasping around to try to find our Lord Jesus Christ. This is perseverance. After this episode, this one who was the sinner, when we see what has happened to her subsequent to her going to be with the Lord, you would think that it would be just enough that she got to go to heaven after her life. She gets to go to heaven. That would be enough for any. That's what we all strive for. That's what we all hope to hear our Lord look at us and say, enter into the kingdom that has been prepared for you since before the foundation of the world. Well done, good and faithful servant. That's like the end all be all. You know, that would be the pinnacle of my entire existence to hear that. I try to strive for that, but it seems so questionable in my case. And you think about Mary Magdalene, that she received this. And then she's made a saint of Holy Church. So she gets to go to heaven. And because of her perseverance, she is a saint of Holy Church. Even her sainthood, you see a progress. Her sainthood, you know, I opened the breviary this morning. And it's, you know, you turn to her feast day, her memorial in that breviary. You turn to her memorial and it says, Mary Magdalene, penitent. We all know what color penitence is in the church, right? Penitential days, it's purple, right? Mary Magdalene, penitent. And then it refers you to where you go in the breviary to pray the prayers, and you open it. It's the prayer for virgins. This woman is like the farthest thing from a temporal standpoint, of a virgin. Anything but. But Holy Church refers you to her as a virgin. You pray the prayers for a virgin. Is it talking about her physicality? No, it's talking about her spirituality. To go from purple, that's penitential days, do we come in here and everything's white? White is for confessors. White is for festivity. The one who was the sinner goes from Mary Magdalene, the penitent, to Mary Magdalene, the virgin confessor for our Lord Jesus Christ. And then you would think, well, man, what kind of progress is that? To go from the sinner to having the prayers for virgins prayed on your feast day as a saint, and you have this memorial that communicates this for centuries. Because remember our Lord's words when, and I always get a kick out of this when people say things about liturgical matters. We don't do that anymore because that's unnecessary. That's extravagant. Those prayers are too much. That's too long. It's, you know, extravagance. It's, yeah, Jesus doesn't like extravagance. Oh, I forgot. The one who complained about extravagance was Judas Iscariot when Mary Magdalene was anointing the feet of our Lord. Judas Iscariot said, what is this extravagance? This money could have been given to the people. I've heard people say that about the money churches spend for decorations and for chalices and for instruments of worship. That could have been given to the poor. Jesus Christ said, she has done a good work for me, and it will be remembered for all eternity. When we do good things for the Lord, it will be remembered for all eternity. Like I said, I just talked about the progression from the sinner to where she is in a memorial, going from penitent to the prayers for virgins and having a memorial that communicates this every day. Just within the past couple years, Pope Francis elevated her memorial to a feast day. Our Lord Jesus Christ hasn't stopped rewarding Mary Magdalene for doing for him and seeking him and persevering. He has not stopped. He has not stopped rewarding that woman. Holy Church has elevated her memorial. You know what Holy Church generally does since the Second Council? Is actually degraded. It used to be a feast, but now it's a memorial. It used to be a memorial, but now it's just an optional memorial. And her feast is elevated. Jesus Christ does not stop to this day to honor this woman for persevering and seeking him. This story should speak volumes to us as to how hard we should be seeking Jesus Christ. No matter in the face of anything, in the face of our own interior struggles, in the face of family members who laugh at us and are belligerent toward things of the faith, you keep it up. In the face of a society who cannot tolerate you, they hate you. No matter how much footsies authorities will play with them, they hate Catholics, particularly staunch Catholics. They hate them. Why? Because we're always seeking Jesus Christ and they hate him. He told us they are going to hate you because they hated me first. Mary Magdalene, when all the apostles were hiding out in locked rooms because they were afraid that the Romans were going to come and get them, this woman's walking up and down the street and running back and forth asking people about Jesus. This is an example. This is perseverance. We are people who, and it's not wrong, desire reward for what we do. Our Lord Jesus Christ makes it painfully obvious. I mean, a blind man could see how much he rewards people who diligently seek him. That's from the book of Hebrews. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We have to appreciate this because when we appreciate it, we will be motivated to seek. And our Lord Jesus Christ will be motivated to reward us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.